Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
I happen to have a great weekend pick for you as well. My pick is the great Boston singer-songwriter Aoife O'Donovan, and she happens to be right here with us live in our studios right now.
I lost you in the broken twilight underneath the California sky. You quivered in the dark and then took flight. If I'd known which way you headed, I'd have strapped on a wings and hit the night. But your incandescent beam was out of sight. Later on when I got home, I found an owl's feather in my hair. I tried to make some sense of it, the who, the why, the what, the when, the where. Are you now? Where have you landed? Where is your mouth? Are you hungry for some candy? Where are you going? What is it you're looking for? Where is your glowing heart
O'Donovan live in our studio playing Glowing Heart off her new solo EP, Peachstone. Aoife, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Megna. It's great to be here.
It's so great to have you back. And sitting right next to you is one of your guitarists, Ryan Scott. Fantastic playing, Ryan. Welcome to you. Oh, we don't have you on mic, so yell out loud hello.
Hello.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Well, Aoife O'Donovan's here because she just kicked off a summer tour in support of that first solo EP of hers. Again, it's called Peachstone. Tonight, she'll be performing at the Brighton Music Hall. And a lot of listeners right now are probably thinking, I totally know that voice. And listeners, you do, because Aoife is the lead singer of the beloved Boston bluegrass band Crooked Still. They're currently on hiatus. So, Aoife, let me start by asking you, why solo material now? I mean, Crooked Still was on fire for a long, long time.
We were on fire for a long time, and we're still on a fire somewhere. We're boiling, but it was kind of time for people to do some other music. You know, we've been on the road for about 7 or 8 years, kind of touring around the world. And everybody had these other projects that were on the back burner, including this project. See, this band, the Aoife O'Donovan Band, has existed for almost 10 years, and we've kind of played a gig here, a gig there, mostly in New York City, but we're kind of ready to play some more songs for more people and have a great time.
Well, so in that song that you just played, Glowing Heart, it's a different sound, obviously, from Crooked Still, but I also hear something, how do I put this, like kind of an emotional maturity that maybe, or a personal maturity in the songs that comes
I'm actually
a
very immature, personal.
Well, I was wondering, because, you know, you started Crooked Still when you were, what, 18?
I did.
And I'm about to out you now, but you're about to be 30?
I'm going to be 30. I've got 5 more months, folks. 5 more months. We realized last night that Ryan is actually the youngest band member. He's 2 months younger than me. So,
well, I was asking you because it seems like a lot of very talented musicians, when they've been with the band, you know, from their teenage years, they arrive at this place where maybe they want to explore different material that's more personal in a solo career.
For me, it's definitely that. Crooked Still mostly played traditional music with a bunch of original stuff kind of thrown in there here and there, but this project for me is kind of just a chance to, I don't know, sing my own songs and do it with another kind of set of great friends. And it's been really rewarding thus far to get to play and record with these guys. In addition to Ryan Scott in the band, we've got some other old friends of mine, Jake Silver on bass and Robin McMillan on drums, as well as Boston kind of musician extraordinaire Charlie Rose on pedal steel. So it's really fun, and I think that the songs they will be totally different to the Crooked Still listener, but hopefully people will find something to latch on to.
Okay, so let's hear a little bit more from the new solo EP. Red, White, and Blue and Gold?
Red and White.
Red and White
and
blue,
and gold.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that grammatically it's probably not correct, but sometimes you have to, I don't know, throw rules like that out the window. This is a summertime song about the 4th of July. Red and white and blue and gold. I wanna wait for the water to touch my toes. On the beach, it's the 4th of July. I wanna wait for the fire to burn my eyes. Come on, sit next to me. Bury my feet in the sand. There's a hole and it's 12 miles deep. I dug it with my hands. Come on, lie next to me. I'll sing you to sleep. I'll sing you to sleep. There's a band on the boardwalk. You're tapping your feet, but I'm too drunk to dance. Black and blue all on my face. I wanna follow you home. I wanna see your place. Wanna take you in my arms and float down a river with you. Wanna buy the farm. Come on, let's run away. Baby, let's go. Baby, let's go. There's a southbound train pulling out at night. Leave this jukebox joint behind. Come on, let's have one more. I don't wanna go. I'm not ready to go. I'm scared of the way that my heart gets sore. Wondering if you're mine. Thank you.
let's jump in. The water's cold, it's gonna be cold, but the feeling I get when you touch my skin, it makes me bold. Come on, let's kiss in the July sun, neath the July sky. Oh, the feeling I get when you pass me by. Red and white and blue and gold, I wanna wait for the water to touch my toes. It's the 4th of July, I wanna wait for the fire to burn my eyes.
Oh, wonderful. Again, that's Aoife O'Donovan and guitarist Ryan Scott on Red and White and Blue and Gold, a song off Aoife's new solo EP, Peachstone. So Aoife, I know you and I and the control room, we planned a very fancy way to get out of this this segment today. I was so in love with your music that I kind of mistimed things. So we're going to do something a little different, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Anthony and I will do a little housekeeping, do wrap up reading our scripts. Can you guys just start by just play us a little guitar vamp for a while?
Yeah.
And then, quite frankly, your songs are so beautiful, there's no use in them in folks hearing me ask you more questions. We'll just have listen to more music.
You.
So do a little guitar vamp. Anthony and I will do a little housekeeping, and then you can pick up and play us out on Beekeeper. How's that?
Sounds great. You
All
guys,
right.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's been such a pleasure to have you. So a little guitar, and then we'll send you off and running with Beekeeper, okay?
Sounds great.
So Aoife O'Donovan, a true gem and a Boston talent, has a new EP out called Peachstone. She's going to be live tonight at 9 p.m. at the Brighton Music Hall. There's more information about that concert at radioboston.org.
And Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston, but keep listening right now as Aoife O'Donovan plays us out.
In the middle of everything, I started to see. You said you were a beekeeper, but I heard no bees. You asked me, where do you get your honey? I said, darling, I'm a beekeeper, I'm up to my knees. Oh, I'm a lonely sailor on a sinking boat. Sometimes I think I'm a mermaid, but I never float. You ask me why and send you a note. I threw my pen and ink overboard with what I wrote. Oh, just like a doe or a mare or a sow or a little black crow, I wanna know all of the ribs in your cage. Two by two, part of me lives in you, and I'm a guy.